Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we'll be talking with Andrew O'Grady and Lidwood Burke about the great work of Mental Health America of Dutchess County.
Well, let's say welcome back to Andrew O'Grady. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Andrew.
Yes,
thank you.
Is.
Thank you.
And welcome to a new friend, Lidwood Burke. Lidwood, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So which of the two of you wants to tell us, what is Mental Health America of Dutchess County?
I'll tell you about Mental Health America of Dutchess County. I'll start. We are a not-for-profit organization. We were founded in 1954. We are an affiliate of Mental Health America National and Mental Health Association in New York State. Our national organization has 244 MHAs throughout the country, mainly based in various counties, but sometimes certain programs encompass a number of counties. We are the provider of the services, the MHA in Albany, MHA in New York State, and most states have their own MHA at the Capitol, and their job is to really lobby and look at legislation and make sure that the interests of the people that have mental health issues and addiction issues are addressed in our legislature.
Well, before we get into the details, first of all, let me say happy birthday, because if you were founded in 1954, this is your 70th anniversary, correct?
Oh boy, you guys! See, you should be on our board.
You're not throwing yourselves a party?
I don't know. I guess we have to now. maybe we'll wait till 75. Give ourselves a little time, you know.
And Lidwood, what is it that you do for Mental Health America?
I am a behavioral health specialist. I'm a supervisor for a program. It's called ECHO, Enhancing Community Health Through Outreach. Mm-hmm. I'm part of a team that's embedded in some of our local law enforcement areas and provide support to our officers and to our community, trying to get people linked up to resources and help those that are in need in our communities.
You know, the late Sheriff Butch Anderson has told anybody who would listen that a big chunk of the people who were in his Dutchess County jail were mental health issues, had mental health issues, that these were the people that used to be at Hudson River Hospital, Harlem Valley Hospital, being taken care of. And once they closed the mental hospitals in New York, they ended up on the street and they ended up doing crime because of their mental illness. Is that what you found, Lidwood?
I'm out daily here throughout the city of Poughkeepsie, and exactly what you just said is exactly what I see. We have individuals that are in need of connection to different resources that we have here within the city of Poughkeepsie itself, within the county. It's always not that easy getting everybody linked up, but there are those that want the help. There are those that just aren't quite ready yet. But people like myself, and we have a team where we're in other police stations. We're in the city of Beacon. We're in East Fishkill, High Park. We're just re-engaging with them, with the sheriff's office. So we're trying to make a difference out here.
So, Andrew, we live in tough times. A lot of stress. People are under a lot of stress, whether it's financial or they're concerned about politics or they're concerned about the world situation. Have you seen an uptick, you or Lidwood or both? Have you seen an uptick in call on your services for mental health, counseling and things like that?
I think so. I mean, I kind of gauge that by the number of people that reach out to me. Mm-hmm. And I do that because we've kind of embarked on this media presence over the last 10 years, and we do a lot of radio commercials. So people now, know what I do and they know my name, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. What it is for a barometer for me, I receive probably twice a week a phone call or a Facebook message or something from either somebody I know or I'm connected to in some way, asking me about their brother, their daughter, their son, themselves. How do I access treatment? What they have anxiety, they have depression. So if that's my barometer, it's a massive uptick. I think COVID, all the things you mentioned, all the things that change people's trajectory in their life, in their normal path of life, has impacted them drastically. It's a little scary now for people, especially younger people. We're being barraged by social media, the negativity, the doomsday stuff. Frankly, the AI, I'm seeing a lot of that on things like TikTok, where it's so clear to me watching it that it's a manipulated video. World War III is happening, or this is happening, or that. And these kids and people are seeing that, and they don't really understand that this is not real at the time, and it's scary. It's very frightening and scary, and it causes a ton of anxiety for these younger people.
But thank God they're calling and they know that there's a resource out there. I mean, and because before, I don't think these people knew that, that there was a resource and that there was a number that they could at least reach out to. So thank God for that, at least, you know.
It's still somewhat of a secret, which really bothers me. I always say that I'm really proud of the work and the business I do and the field I'm in for the last 32 years, but I'm not proud at all of our system. I think it's a failure in a lot of ways. It doesn't work together as well as it could be. And it's disjointed and, you know, people hide behind HIPAA and all sorts of other things to make it very difficult. I mean, people don't even know there's a stabilization center in Poughkeepsie. They don't know, what to do, how to access care. I mean, it's still that way. I don't know why it's a secret. We know what to do if our stomach hurts. We know what to do if we have a bad headache. We know we can go to urgent care or go here or go there. We know that you call a cardiac doctor if you have a heart issue, but nobody seems to know how to access their mental health care.
Well, you bring up an important point, Andrew. A psychiatric nurse once told me that if you wrench your shoulder, you're going to go to the orthopedist because it hurts. If a tooth bothers you, you're going to go to the dentist because it hurts.
Right.
But if you have a mental illness, very often your mind won't allow you to understand that. It'll say it's the rest of the world. It's not you. It's the rest of the world that's at fault, and they don't seek treatment. So let's get the secret out from under the rock, shall we say, and tell people how they can get a hold of you and get a hold of the great services of Mental Health America of Dutchess County from both our guests, Andrew O'Grady and Linwood Burke. Tell us about your contact information, website, phone number. Just put it all out there. And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. Andrew and Linwood will repeat this in the next two portions of the program. Go ahead, Andrew.
I think the easiest thing to do is go to mhadutchess.org. That's MHA, Mental Health America, Dutchess.org. That's our website. Go there, and there's Ask an Expert in that on our website. If you type in a question or request a phone call, you will get one back. And that's a good way to engage with us. Our phone number is 845-473-2500, and people can give us a call if they want to get started on that path to recovery.
And we're going to have both Andrew and Linda talk more about that path to recovery and also repeat that information. So get that pencil and paper right after Kathy Kruger tells us who keeps us on the path of financial stability by being our sponsors this week.
Well, Jonah, we are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise, Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebois. So with me is Kathy Kruger, and she has the pleasure of reintroducing our two terrific guests. Kathy, who do we have with us today?
Oh, Jonah, we are so honored to have Andrew O'Grady, who is a regular on our show, and Linwood Burke, and they're talking about Mental Health America of Dutchess County and the wonderful work that Mental Health America does for so many people in need in and around our community.
So, Andrew, welcome back to this portion of Radio Rotary. Give us a recap of what Mental Health America does for the public.
We have probably 20 different programs, so it's a vast amount of different types of activities that we do with people. We work with children and families. We work with we have a mobile crisis intervention team that serves Dutchess County. We have community-based care management, which is really important. It has about 2,000 clients that we work with and support and help to access all the services that they need to access. And then we have much more than that. I encourage people to go to our website at mhadutchess.org if you'd like to see the full array of services that we offer. But basically, we've grown this agency so that almost any service that somebody needs in this community, including services for veterans and et cetera, are available here. So that ties into what Linwood, our other guest here, does. He's in our ECHO program. And one of the reasons our ECHO program works so well is that, and he'll tell you more about that in a second, is that he's out in the community engaging people cold. He goes with police he and his team go with the police officers to a scene of something. And if that person could benefit from some type of community assistance, it is very likely that MHA can provide that service, or at least help that person get the services that they need. And because he is an MHA employee and he has the internal connections, it's a very quick connection that he can make to a person to get hooked up to services.
So, Andrew, let's say somebody has themselves or has a loved one who needs some mental health counseling, some mental health services, and they go to your website, which again is?
MHADutchess.org, mentalhealthamericadutchess.org.
And they reach out to you. Do you have doctors and psychiatric nurses and counselors on staff, or you just point them in the right direction?
So we are mostly a non-clinical agency. So we're not the ones that provide these therapy and the psychiatry. We can link you to that with no problem with many of our community partners who are great friends of ours. And we can link you to Family Services or Lexington Center for Recovery or Step One or other entities that can provide that service. But we are really, I consider it the most important intervention. We are the ones that will, you know, put you in our vehicle, get you to where you need to go, be there for you when you call. We are like, I'd like to say that we're almost like that relative that you'd reach out and call, or that friend that that many of our clients don't have. Many of our clients have chronic mental health and addiction issues, and frankly, have burned a lot of bridges and don't have those people in their life in their corner trying to help them. Right? And everybody needs that in their life. And that's where MHA comes in. So I don't want to minimize it like we're just your community friend. We do much more than that. But I feel like we are a connection that somebody can reach out to.
You're like the first step. Right.
I think we're first, middle, and last step.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So give us that website one more time. And folks, I'm going to get a pencil and paper. We will certainly repeat it in the third portion of the program. Andrew, the website and phone number are?
mhadutchess.org, and it's 845-473-2500.
Now, Linwood Burke, you spearhead an interesting program called ECHO. Remind us what that's all about.
So the ECHO program stands for Enhancing Community Health Through Outreach. We are behavioral health specialists that are embedded into our local police departments. We go out for calls. These calls could be anything from someone such as homeless, someone dealing with substance issues, could be domestic violence, could be suicide, traumatic events, could be anything that's going on that some people out in our community may need some connection to resources, or just somebody that could help them along the way. We try to alleviate the calls that have been coming into the police station, especially the repeated calls. Our officers wear a lot of different hats. If we can take some of that pressure off of them, then that's what we do. With me being with the city of Poughkeepsie for this amount of time, I have people that reach out directly to me instead of going through dispatch, instead of going through the officers. there's a lot going on where officers can be handling a lot of other things, and I could be handling that side of the things. And it's the same in all our other stations.
Now, are you yourself a law enforcement officer, or are you primarily a counselor?
No, I am a behavioral health specialist. None of us are law enforcement, but we work right alongside law enforcement.
Yeah, I'd say the benefit of this compared to other programs that have tried to add this level of service within the police is that many of the other programs will be available so the police can call them and then they go. But he's riding in the car with the police. He's embedded in the police station, and so are our other people. They're not, they become part of the police station, become a tool in the belt of the police officer. And ultimately he becomes a partner with them and a real part of their team. And there's so many benefits to that. I mean, think about the win for the community. So all this stuff has been happening about the police and you know, the negative press. And now all of a sudden you have an interaction with the police and Linwood happens to be there. Linwood talks to the individual. And then the next day, Linwood calls that person back. Hey, you know, I just want to remind you, I was with you yesterday when you had an interaction with the police, and let's follow up. Have you been able to do this or that or the other thing? Now, all of a sudden, that interaction is not with Linwood MHA. It's with Linwood from the police department. So it's the police department that called to follow up. How great is that?
And that just I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
And you can really help de-escalate a problem, like maybe a suicide or maybe even a problem where a police officer might not even have to use maybe his weapon, correct? Is that correct? Am I
right? There's yes, we've had some incidents where we've had to go out and there's been people just have gotten to that point. And that's what we're there for. We want to de-escalate every situation we come into. We want everybody going in to be able to come out and go home. That's that's myself, the officers, the individuals that we're assisting. That's what it's about. It's a community effort. Like Andrew said a few minutes ago, it's a team effort. I can't do this alone. My team can't do this alone, but together alongside officers and the community, we make the change, we make the difference.
And I'll give you a concrete example, which your listeners will be interested in. There was a call about to a local park in Poughkeepsie 2 years ago, and a gentleman was going to commit suicide by police, meaning he was going to try to attack the police until he got shot and died. He had machetes on this bench, and I don't know how the police got involved or if he called the police or whatever, but the police show up in a large presence. They're all encircling this individual, and Lynn would know that I'm maybe not exactly right.
No,
but they're encircling this individual, trying to talk to him. This person's, whether it's a delusional or effect or whether it's part of his suicide by cop plan or whatever it is, had disdain and hate for the police. So there was, I'm going to make up the number, 10 police officers there. It wasn't going to be helpful. That guy was seething angry at the police, and he was going to stand up and take those machetes and charge. And then what was going to happen? He was going to get shot. Linwood was able to say, I'm not a police officer. I'm with Mental Health America of Dutchess County. And in some way, shape, or form, the guy softened a bit, was willing to talk to Linwood and not any of the other police that are standing there with their guns out. And it all ended up okay. And because of that, and you know, that's just the scenario. I mean, it happened to be that guy's mindset, but so that's not an everyday occurrence, but because of his mindset.
And we're going to find out more about the great work of both Andrew O'Grady and Linwood Burke through Mental Health America of Dutchess County right after these messages. So stay tuned.
Amazing.
Hi, this is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Treve on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ArtByTreve. That's Art by Treve on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day.
That was the fabulous Bing Crosby talking about hitting one straight down the middle. And if you've been lucky enough to register for Mental Health America's golf tournament, you too can hit one straight down the middle. We'll find out about that in a few minutes. But first, Kathy, welcome back our two guests.
Oh, yes. We are so lucky and honored to have Andrew O'Grady and Lidwood Burke from Mental Health America of Dutchess County telling us about the great work they do to help so many people. Just find out where they can get help if they are struggling with a mental health issue. Nothing to be ashamed of. There are people out there to help you, and there should be no stigma involved when you have a mental health issue. It's a health crisis and something that people should know that there is help out there. It's a health issue, just like having cancer, just like having an orthopedic issue. And there are people out there to help you, and Andrew's out there to help you, and Lynn Wood's out there to help you. And they're here to let you know where you can get help.
And we ended up the last portion of the program with a really exciting story of Lynn Wood talking somebody down who had a machete and had all sorts of police officers surrounding him with guns. Linwood averted a tragedy. But Linwood's a man of action. Kathy, you remind us of the story that you were telling us off air about someone being rescued by Linwood.
Yeah. What he had, like, machetes and...
No. On the way to a social event.
Yeah. Linwood, tell us. You were on the way. Were you getting honored for... something you had done, and you stopped and because you saw somebody under a bridge that needed help. Is that correct?
Actually, we were I was with Sergeant Deegan from the City of Poughkeepsie Police. We were on our way to one of the MHA Spotlight events. And it was actually an event to honor our local law enforcement and mental health. But we happened to be going to the event, and we saw a gentleman that we actually deal with off and on. Mm-hmm. Looked like he was in some distress and was in need of some help. We pulled over, and Sergeant Deegan and I were able to help him and get him up to the hospital, get EMT there to speak with him and try to lend some assistance. So he wasn't doing very well, so we were glad we were able to help him.
Well, I think the entire county should
be glad. So you're kind of a savior out there, aren't you, Lynn? Yeah. You're just like one of those angels that just show up and...
I think it's a look. You'll hear me. I appreciate any praise that comes my way, but I have to tell you that this is a team thing. Okay. I have the full backing of MHA, Andrew, Dr. Lisa Connolly. You know, MHA is always here, and then every law enforcement agency that we're involved with, they get what we're trying to do here. They understand that none of us can do this alone. That if we're not working together, things like that don't happen.
Right. So it is a team effort.
It is absolutely a team effort. And for you two to have us on, this is also part of this team here.
Yeah. And I'd like to add to that. I'd like to add that and give kudos to the police departments that engage in this program, because it's not easy for the police. They've been under such scrutiny to bring an outsider in, somebody that is mildly tied to, you know, the idea that mental health should take over the work of the police, which is not anything that we endorse here.
Right.
We believe that the police are completely necessary. They are the ones that keep us safe. Mm-hmm. But there's a little distrust that can happen on the part of a police department when somebody is embedded into them that isn't carrying a weapon and wearing the blue. And we have not seen that. I have to say that our departments that we work with have embraced the work that we do and have embraced that individual. And that's what makes this program work really well, is when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've definitely been blessed with that. Like I said, the Sheriff's Office, East Fishkill, Hyde Park, Beacon, City of Poughkeepsie. And I'm sure there's more out there that are me climbing on board. But those departments are fully invested. They get what we're trying to do out here. And their officers, they get it. I've been blessed. I got lucky with this one. And
that's great.
Yeah, I enjoy what I do. And it's really good to see that the people that we work with understand why this is.
Now, Mental Health America is not all work and no play. You guys have a golf tournament coming up. That's why we had Bing Crosby singing about hitting it straight down the middle at this top of the segment. Tell us about the golf tournament, Andrew.
So our golf tournament is on September. Our golf tournament is on the day before Super Bowl. I think February 10th. Sunday,
right,
is Super Bowl. February 11th is Super Bowl Sunday. And Saturday, February 10th at DC Indoor Golf in Poughkeepsie on Cronell Street, we will have an indoor golf event. It'll be our 7th, I believe, indoor golf event. And we were the first group to hold an indoor golf tournament, and now they have them all the time. So I like to think we're ahead of the curve. Yeah. Right?
There you go.
And, and it's great. There's five simulators. Each simulator will have a foursome of golfers, and they'll play a scramble tournament just like they do in outdoor events. And that's.
But it'll be golfers. Nice and warm inside.
It'll be
there
nice
you
and
go.
Warm. You don't have to go far. You don't have to walk far. You just kind of step away from where you're hitting. It's actually really interesting. You bring your own. If you don't know how it works, you bring your own golf clubs. You swing the ball just as hard as you would outside with the right club. It's pretty incredible, and it's kind of fun. It's about 3 hours to get done with 18 holes, and we have a 8:30 tee time, a 12:30 tee time, a 3:15 tee time, and a 6:30 p.m. tee time. So most of us will be there from 7:30 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. But it's a great day.
And we were going to invite our listeners to join in, but.
But you never know. We are sold out at this point, which is really great. But you never know. Please, if you do want to play, call and ask to be put on the waiting list. Sometimes people drop out. It does happen. And we'd love to get you in. And it'll give us a sense of whether or not we should have two.
There you go. And the proceeds for this golf tournament are going for?
The ECHO program.
Linwood's there you
program.
Go.
Yep.
So you want to get on that waiting list, Andrew. The phone number is?
845-473-2500 and ask for Megan. 845-473-2500 and ask for Megan for the golf.
And if people want to take advantage of the great services of Mental Health America of Dutchess County, your website is?
MHADutchess.org. That's M as in Mental Health America, MHADutchess.org.
Now, before we say goodbye to everybody for the morning, why don't you get the word out that people out there who are suffering from mental illness or have loved ones who are suffering from mental illness, that they're not alone, and just remind them how the services of Mental Health America are available.
Well, the first thing I want to remind people is that mental health issues, treatable mental health disorders are more common than all other medical disorders combined.
Wow.
So you are not alone. Mm-hmm. You might feel like you're embarrassed or you're ashamed, and you shouldn't feel that way. It is very common, and you don't have to suffer unnecessarily. So if you're struggling with anxiety, depression, and you need some help, you should access that. And you can do that by calling 845-473-2500. And we'll put you on a path to to getting some help.
And the website, one more time quickly, is?
MHADutchess.org.
Andrew O'Grady and Linwood Burke, thank you for everything you do to help people in distress through Mental Health America of Dutchess County. And thank you for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Kathy, who do we have to thank for sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, ARC by Trebe, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Trebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.